I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. A wind chill advisory in effect until noon today as we'll continue to see those wind chill factors well below zero. This afternoon's high around 18 degrees under a mostly sunny sky. Hundreds of thousands of low-income Illinois residents have now moved into managed care health plans. Medicaid coverage administered by the Illinois Department of Health Care and Family Services expanded dramatically yesterday. Health Choice Illinois adds 800,000 Medicaid clients to what's intended to be a more efficient, cost-effective system. The four-year deal will cost the state more than $60 billion. That's a 50% increase from the current setup. But Governor Bruce Rauner's administration contends it'll save $1 billion over the four-year contract because of lower reimbursement rates. But critics question whether those rates are so low they'll threaten viability. Iowa's Medicaid managed care plan suffered a major disruption when it lost a major insurer for that reason back in November. A new state law allows couples in Illinois to better monitor how their attorneys utilize the state's so-called collaborative divorce process. Daisy Contreras has more.
The idea is to avoid a court-litigated divorce. A trained team made up of attorneys, a financial counselor, a mental health professional, and even a child specialist joined the discussions. But if the team is unsuccessful at reaching an agreement, the attorneys must be dismissed and new ones hired. Teresa Baron-Coulot is president of the Collaborative Law Institute of Illinois. She says plenty of attorneys who say they follow the model actually don't, which causes some confusion.
A legal consumer now should be able to say to their attorney, are you a collaborative practitioner? Have you been trained? Do you follow the act? And if that answer is yes, yes, and yes, great. They're going to have a collaborative case.
Coulot says the new law will validate the process, which has been used in Illinois since 2002. I'm Daisy Contreras.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture expects the price for a dozen of eggs to be higher in the first few months of this year than it was a year ago. Several factors are at play in the industry, which was ravaged by a bird flu outbreak 2 years ago. Iowa State University's Professor Hongwei Shin directs the Egg Industry Center there. He says that for starters, people are just eating more eggs.
We are at 273.7, about 274 eggs per capita per year. This is the highest over the past 38 years. And so it is actually anticipated to continue to increase into 2018.
Professor Shin says several countries are now importing more U.S. eggs due to those bird flu outbreaks this year. He expects egg prices to come down later this spring. We'll see sunshine today, but cold temperatures, a high near 18 degrees with a dangerous wind chill. I'm Jennifer Fuller.